Hi, Dan.
Morning, how are you?
We're really well now, Premier. We know how stressful this has been for you. We did want to say we actually think you're doing a fantastic job, and the press conferences, you are coming across as a leader, and we're all turning to you. And to get access to you right now is fantastic, because is there anything maybe overnight or any updates that you can give all our listeners that are listening right now?
Well, firstly, thank you for those very kind words. The key point is that this is not just about us, though. This is about every single Victorian. And the reason I've called in today is to get some very clear messages across to your listeners. The first thing I can say is that there's 411 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Victoria now. That's 56 new cases since yesterday. So we're just seeing this virus spread and spread, and the number of cases go up and up. And what that means is, it's never been more important than right now for every single Victorian, every one of your listeners, to do the things that we're asking of them. We've closed a whole lot of venues, pubs and clubs and movie theatres, cinemas, but that doesn't mean that you can have, particularly in these school holidays, which we're pleased to have brought forward, you can't have a sleepover with a dozen teenagers watching movies at home. You can't have all your mates around to be getting on the beers because the pub's shut. That's just not appropriate. The only thing that sort of behaviour does is spread the virus. Now, I know we're asking a lot of Victorians. I know that. I get that. But that's how serious this is. If we keep congregating in groups, if we keep ignoring this, if we keep thinking it's not as serious as it is, if we keep being selfish, basically, then we'll spread it, and that'll mean more people will die. That's what's at stake here. And not just frail elderly people, they're critically important, of course they are. But I think there's a sense that many younger people think that this isn't about them. It is. There are people in their 30s and 40s who have died in other parts of the world. So this is on all of us, and we've all got a stake in it. Fifi, so the message today, we're asking a lot of you, but if you don't do it, Victorians will die.
Now, Dan, excellent, it's fair message. Yeah, it is a great message, and you are doing a great job, mate. Now, you have shut down schools, so our kids all go to school here in Victoria. The Prime Minister said he doesn't want to shut down schools, but you know, obviously you've shut the schools down. How was that conversation, and why did you think it was important to shut the schools down and go against what the Prime Minister wants?
Well, it's really important to acknowledge that we're unique in many different ways, but one of the ways we're unique is that we were going to school holidays on Friday anyway. So what we've done, Fev, is to say, right, let's use these 3 or 4 days without the kids at school to get all the teachers to work really, really hard to make sure that we're ready if we have to go to distance learning, so online learning, remote learning, at some point in the future. Now, you never get these 3 or 4 days back. So I just thought the smart thing to do, the common sense thing to do, was to send the kids home early. Term two begins on the 15th of April, unless we get advice to the contrary. But let's use this time now and be ready. The last thing I want, Fev, is to have a situation where Brett Sutton, the Chief Health Officer, says to me in a few weeks' time, we should shut the schools, and I've got to say to him, well, I'm terribly sorry, I can't take that medical advice because we haven't done the work to be able to keep educating our kids. So for me, it was just common sense, and I think the best thing in these sort of situations is to be clear, be frank, and always use common sense. And that's what I applied when we brought the school holidays forward. Now, I will just say, these are not any ordinary school holidays. Kids can't be doing all the things that they would normally do, because all that'll do is spread the virus. I've got 3 teenagers. They're not rapt about the fact that these are going to be, you know, 3 weeks at home, but they know and understand, as every young person and every parent needs to know and understand, that we've got to act differently. Otherwise, people's lives will be lost. That's what is at stake here.
Oh, I think you're really driving that home, Premier, and it's so important. Please, these non-essential outings, stop it. Stay home. And just before we let you go, Premier, we keep hearing, and we spoke to a doctor an hour ago who were talking about in 2 weeks, that's when we will start to see some movement in the hospitals, and they will the pressure and the stress will be upon them. How are our hospitals and, our medical centres overall prepared? Are we ready for this?
Look, our nurses and doctors and the whole team, cooks, cleaners, orderlies, everybody across the health system is doing a great job to get ready. But the thing is this, intensive care for stroke, for heart, for car accidents, that happens every day, and we need to preserve capacity every single day. If you then have thousands of cases where people need a machine to breathe, to live, then you get overwhelmed pretty quickly. You almost can't have enough intensive care machines if this thing gets away from you. And you see scenes in Italy and France and Spain where the virus has really, it's got the better of them. It's running at such a rate that you just can't keep up. So that's the clear message. Our health staff are doing a great job, and I'm so proud of all of them. But if we don't play our part as individuals, as families, then they will be overwhelmed. There's no debate. It's just a fact. And if people don't want to take my word for it, turn your TV on, because you can see scenes in other parts of the world where this has got away from authorities and the health system has simply collapsed. We don't want to get to that point. That's why pubs are shut. That's why there are queues around Centrelink offices, the likes of which we've not seen in our lifetimes. Everyone's got a part to play. If everyone plays it, then we will save lives and we will get through this together. We're always stronger when we look out for each other. I think that's a pretty simple thing. People just got to do what they're being told. Do what you're being asked. I would just say, though, as frank and as frustrated as I sound at the behaviour of some, I do want to thank those people who are doing the right thing. And I acknowledge there, we are asking a lot of you, and a lot of people are hurting at the moment, particularly as we close down venues, people lose their jobs. The sooner we all do the right thing and stop being selfish, the sooner we'll get to the other side of this. That's what's really most important.
Excellent. Well said, Premier, and hopefully everyone heard you. And the other thing I thought that you mentioned earlier that everybody needs to be mindful of, there are people in their 30s and 40s fighting for life in intensive care units. So I agree. Stop thinking this is all about the elderly. Let's look after each other. Thank you so much for your time, Premier, and you know, we wish you well.
Thanks very much for having us on, guys.
Yeah, there's the Premier, Dan Andrews. Information is key as well, guys. A lot of people approach us for answers to questions. Now, the government, the Victorian government, have set up this website that is a great resource, coronavirus.vic.gov.au.